The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Tav Chav Ches Amud Beis, teaches us. Amra Rav Safra, Tzlusid Avram, the time that Avram Avinu davened Mincha, Ikiz Mikimashchurei Kosli, was exactly at 12 p.m. when the shade begins to go on the walls. Actually, the Mefarshim obviously all asked the question that we know that the tefillos were established by the Ovis. Avram was Mesakan Tefillah Shachris, Yitzchak was Mesakan Tefillah Mincha, Yaakov Avinu was Mesakan Tefillah Mariv. Yet here in our Gemara we find that Mincha is called Tzulusei D'Avram. The Mincha is called the Tefillah of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu wasn't Mesakan Tefillah Mincha. So I saw one shot is that, of course, all of the others, as our Gemara later on this Amid teaches us, Kiyam Avram Avinu Kala Torah Kula, Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah. And certainly davening, Mincha, is part of the Kala Torah Kula. So certainly Avram Avinu was Mispal Tfilas Mincha. The credit for Mincha goes to Yitzchak. Why does it go to Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak was the one that established perhaps the tefillah, but once it was established, even Avram Avinu davened. Another pshat that I saw is that Yitzchak established that everybody should daven mincha, but the avos were mispalel tefillah before that, and therefore certainly Avram Avinu was mispalel tefillah mincha. Another very beautiful, powerful pshat that I saw is that everything a child does, really comes from his parent. If Yitzchak Avinu was misaking Tfilas Mincha, what gave Yitzchak the ability to be misaking Tfilas Mincha? What gave Yitzchak the ability to be misaking Tfilas Mincha is because he came from Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu was mechanechim, taught him how to live, and therefore, once Avram Avinu taught him, he on his own was misaking Tfilas Mincha. So ultimately, the credit accrues to Avram Avinu. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, v'anan Mavram Nekem and Digmar, are we to learn from Avram Avinu the how to act? Hatana, haven't we learned regarding Avram? Gam Avram, says the Gemara, why not? Amar Rav, of course we should learn from Avram Avinu. Tana Gama Avram. The Tana, as we're about to learn, sees that we learned from Avram Avinu. So why shouldn't we learn from him? Says the Gemara, what does that mean that the Tana learns from Avram Avinu? The Tanya, because the Braisa says, it says in the Torah regarding the Mila, Umiyoyim Hashmini Yimol Basara Losoi, Melamed, Shekola Yoyim Koshul Mila, that the entire 8th day is the day to do the Mila, as the Pasuk says, Ubiyoim Hashmini. Ella Shazrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. Somebody who's a Zoris does the mitzvah earlier. Shnemar V'yashkem Avram Baboika V'yachvash Eschamari. Avram, when it came to do the Akedah, got up immediately in the morning. And here our Gemara establishes the rule of Zrizim Magdimim LaMitzvahs. And there's a big machloikis rishonim if zrizim magdim lemitzvahs is a deraisa, is a derabbanon, what category does it fall into? The Meiri's opinion is that zrizim magdim lemitzvahs is not a chiv deraisa, nor is it a chiv derabbanon. Just what the Gemara means to teach us is that we should follow in the path of the avos. And just like we find that the avos was rizim magdim lemitzvahs, as our Gemara just teaches us, so too, that is the way that we should act. There are others that explain the why does the Meiri hold this way, because the Meiri says we can't learn halacha from before Matan Torah. All we can learn from before Matan Torah is a good behavior method, but not the halacha. The Gilyani Ashas says that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is mentioned by Mila. And therefore he says that specifically by Mila, there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, which may not necessarily be the case in other situations. But there are opinions that indeed hold, as it seems to be the Poshup Shat in our Gemara, that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is a Daraisa. The Tori Evin says that it's a Drabonim. That it's a Drabonim. I, the question that the Meiri seems to say, that how can we establish that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, based on what our Gemara says, from Avram Vinu's behavior, which took place before Matan Torah. So some explain that we can't learn from before Matan Torah a mitzvah, a halacha. But here we're not learning a mitzvah halacha. Here we're learning how to approach a mitzvah. How to approach a mitzvah that we could learn even from before Matan Torah. Another pshat that I saw is only something that's a mitzvah, a chayk, that doesn't have an explanation, cannot be learned from before Matan Torah. But Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is a very understandable behavior. And since it's a very understandable behavior, it could be learned even from something that took place from before Matan Torah. Another pshat that I saw is when the Gemara says in a number of places, Ein Lameidim Mikoidim Matan Torah, what the Gemara means to say is that if the same halacha was said before Matan Torah, and the same halacha was said after Matan Torah, so we learn it from after Matan Torah, not from before Matan Torah. But something that's only stated before Matan Torah, certainly we can learn from before Matan Torah as well. Daimik Shailah also takes the same approach, that only in a situation where there's a reason to believe that this concept doesn't apply for future generations, and we only see this concept before Matan Torah, so there we say, Ein Lameidim Mikoyim Matan Torah. But that Zrizis, as we're going to be discussing in our Shiurim, is such a worthwhile behavior, certainly that could be learned even from before Matan Torah. But as we learn this sugya, there's a question. Here we're learning that there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. And actually, there's another concept which the Gemara introduces on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, in discussing the Seder, Abaye have Masader Seder Marocha, Abaye taught us the Seder which should be followed every morning. And then the Gemara, after quoting Abaye's Seder of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash every morning, and goes into every activity and explaining how we know what came first and what came second. And the Gemara says that Abaye says, V'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi Koidim La'tavos Chameshneiris, the cleaning out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of the ash that accumulated from the Ketairis, took place before the cleaning of the Chamesh Neiris. Rashi says HaTavos Chamesh Neiris means the cleaning out the Neiris. The Rambam holds HaTavos Chamesh Neiris doesn't mean only cleaning out. The Rambam holds HaTavos Chamesh Neiris means also lighting the Menorah. My Tama, why did it go in that order? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Gemara Gemirna, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe's that this is the proper order. Svar lo yudana. But I don't know why this is the proper order. V'Rav Amar, so Rabbi says, Kerei Shlokish. The reason is, as Rish Lakish taught us. Damar Shlokish, as Rish Lakish taught us, Eim Avir Mele Mitzvahs. And as the Gemara explains, therefore, Ki Ay Lehechel, when somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash, Memezbeach Paga Bereisha. The first place that he hit was the Mizbeach. And therefore, he should first do the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi before he did that Tavos Chamesh Neiris. And Rashi quotes, here on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, how do we know Eim Avir Mele Mitzvahs? Says Rashi, Hapagei b'mitzvah lo yav memenam. If somebody has the opportunity to do a mitzvah, he shouldn't land a pass by. V'nafkalam mechilta, and indeed we learned out in the mechilta from the pasuk v'shemartem es hamatzos. Karebe, don't say v'shemartem es hamatzos. Karebe es hamitzvos. Loitamtem lo shetach mitzvah tiyashim. Don't wait for the mitzvah to get old and stale. Immediately do the mitzvah. But as we learn this Gemara, there are two obvious questions. Abaye says, I don't know why Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi takes place before Atavas Chamesh Neiris. Gemara Gemirna, it's something we learned, Svara Lo Yadana, but I don't know why. So Mefarshim ask, Abaye doesn't know this halacha of Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs? Everybody knows this halacha of Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs. So someone who explained the Gvur Sari says that Abaye didn't know exactly how the Kli HaMishkan were situated. And therefore Abaye didn't really know that, as the Gemara tells us, that when one enters the Beis HaMikdash, he immediately hits the Mizbeach HaPnimi before he gets to Menorah. And that's why he didn't know that Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs is applicable here. It's also a very bechiddush. It's a very bechiddush because everybody knows how the Mizbeach looked. Furthermore, as we learn the Gemara, Dom Reish Lakish, Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. Reish Lakish is the one that taught us Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. But we just learned Rashi. Rashi says Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs is a braisa, a mechilta. So I need Reish Lakish to tell me this mechilta. Tosfos also asked the question that, and Tosfos' question in discussing this concept of Ein Mavir Mal HaMitzvahs finds that we have different sources for Ein Mavir Mal HaMitzvahs, where they did the Shvicha, where they poured the dam on the Yisoid HaMizbeach. And the question is, if we have what Reish Lakish taught us as Tosfos, Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs, why do we have to have all sorts of psukim teaching us where they poured the dam on the Mizbeach? Because Hahud Pagabe Reisha, the first corner that they met, that's where they poured the dam. It should be much simpler. The reason should be because Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. Like Rashi just quoted, v'shmartem es hamitzvos es hamatzos al tikri es hamatzos el hamitzvos. So Tosfos says that Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs is only in a certain situation. Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs is in a situation where I have two mitzvahs to do. Which should I do first? Which should I do second? Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs teaches us to do the first mitzvah first. So now, according to Tosfos, we have a very clear distinction between Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs and Zrizim Magdim Al HaMitzvahs. Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs is in a situation where I have two mitzvahs to do. And which should I do first? Which should I do second? Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs teaches us, do the first mitzvah first. But, and Zrizim Magdim Al HaMitzvahs has nothing to do with doing two mitzvahs. Zrizim Magdim Al HaMitzvahs has to do with a situation where I only have one mitzvah. I have to do the mitzvah Bris Milah. And the question is, which mitzvah should I do first? And which mitzvah should I do second? Zrizim Magdim Al HaMitzvahs, how should I do the mitzvah? Zrizim Magdim Al HaMitzvahs tells me to do the mitzvah as early bezrizis as possible. But the Gemara here on Amud Beis continues, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, continues in discussing based on this concept of Ein Mavir Mal HaMitzvahs, Amar Rav, Shema Min Amud Reish Lakish, based on what we learned from Reish Lakish, Avura Dora Ata Tefta, Asur. To put on the tefillin Shal Rosh, this is Rashi's Pshat, before the putting on the tefillin Shal Yad, is Asur. Hechi Ovid, but what is the proper thing to do? B'daral Ata Tefta. So Rashi learns that what is being taught here is that you should first put on and the tefillin shayad, and then the tefillin shorosh. Why should you put on the tefillin shayad and then the tefillin shorosh? Because again, you reach your hand before you reach your head, and we have Eim Avirim Alamitzus. Ask Tosfos, why do I need the concept of Eim Avirim Alamitzus to tell me that you first put on the tefillin shel yad and then you put on the tefillin shel roish? The Gemara Masechet Menachos teaches us, Ukshatim loyso yadecho v'hoyu lutoy tofos b'nei necho. So we know from there, first the yad and then the roish. Why do I need Eim Avirim Alamitzus? And because of this question, Tosfos has a whole different pshat. Tosfos says, two pshatim. B'dal l'tetefta means that when you take off your tefillin shel yad and you take off your tefillin shel roish, be careful when you put them into the bag to have them for tomorrow morning. Put them in a way that you will first come to reach and the tefillin shel yad. Because if you're going to reach the tefillin shel roish, you may have to put them on first. And there'll be a problem of Eim Avirim Alamitzvus. So put them away in a way that you'll have the tefillin shel yad first. That's one pshat. Another pshat, we know the Gemara says, Chayv Odom L'mashmish Tefillin Kol Yoy. In fact, it's a Gemara that we learned here in Masechet the Yuma. The person has to constantly be aware that he's wearing tefillin. And the way we are constantly aware that we are wearing tefillin is by touching them. So the Gemara means first put on the tefillin shel yad, touch the tefillin shel yad, and then the tefillin shel roish, because Eim Avirim Alamitzus. But the question is, how do we understand Rashi? The Rashi explains that what the Gemara means to say is first put on the tefillin shel yad and then tefillin shel roish, when, as Tosfos asked us, doesn't the pasuk already teach us that? So some want to say that the pasuk is not a full-fledged limud. Others want to say a little deeper that indeed, what is the source for Eim Avirim Alamitzus? Because the Torah HaKadosh says, Ukshatim lois ayudecho, v'olim utetofes b'neinecho, which is from where we learn that you put on the tefillin shel yad and then put on the tefillin shel roish. So what is the Torah teaching us with that? What the Torah is teaching us with that is, you know why you put on the tefillin shel yad before you put on the tefillin shel roish? Because Eim Avirim Alamitzus. If that's the pshat, then we have a question. Rashi here on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph we just read has a different source for Eim Avirim Alamitzus. V'shmartem es ha-mitzvos. Matzis, atikres ha-matzis alamitzvos. So we see that that's not the source. So Mefarshim want to explain that Rashi says what that limud is coming to teach us is a different limud. That if somebody accidentally took out the tefillin shel roish before the tefillin shel yad, what should you do now? If we follow the concept of Eim Avirim Alamitzus, maybe you should put on the tefillin shel roish first. Comes Ukshatim Lois Ayudecho, Voyu Tetofes Berenecha, to teach us that even though you did it that way, you should first put on the tefillin shel yad, even though you accidentally first took out the tefillin shel roish, which is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But so now we've established what is the difference between Eim Avirim Alamitzus and Zrizim Magdim Alamitzus. Eim Avirim Alamitzus teaches us that you should do that when you have two mitzvahs, which one should be done first. Zrizim Magdim Alamitzus teaches us that one should do the mitzvah, in the one mitzvah that he's doing, he should do in a fashion of Zrizim. But as we discuss this issue of Zrizim Magdim Alamitzus, there are actually other sources, not just the source that we began our shiur with, the Gemara on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis from Mila, to teach us how we know Zrizim Magdim Alamitzus. Some say that the limud is from what the pasuk says, V'yashkeim Avraham b'boiker alamokem asha'omer sham es p'nei Hashem, that he got up early in the morning to daven. Others say it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Chashti v'loi hismamati lishmer mitzvaysecha, and the limud is, as the Sefer Chassidim explains, I didn't delay in doing the mitzvah in the proper time. Others say, again from Avram Avinu, V'yamar Avram Oyala al Sora V'yom Mahari, he told him to do the mitzvah bezrizis. And in fact, the Gemara says, La'olam yagdim adam l'dva mitzvah. A Gemara in Masechta Nazir, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachis, Daf Vav Amud Beis, La'olam yaretz adam l'dva mitzvah. But if we learn these different sources for Zrizis, we find that Zrizis actually can be divided into two concepts. One is to do the mitzvah as early as possible, and one is to do is how you do the mitzvah. That the mitzvah should be done as early as possible is what our Gemara seems to be teaching us. And then the other limudim are teaching us how the mitzvah should be done, that the mitzvah should be done bezrizus. And in fact, perhaps we can suggest that we said at the beginning of our shir, there's a machloikis. If the obligation to do a mitzvah bezrizus is a deraisa, is a derabbanon, is it only a worthwhile behavior? One could perhaps suggest that there are two ways of understanding zrizus. One is regarding when to do the mitzvah, and one is how to do the mitzvah. When it comes to teach us how to do the mitzvah, there we could say that was a midah that Avraham Avinu had, that he did the mitzvah bezrizus. But when it comes to speak about when to do the mitzvah, we can learn that always should be done at the earliest time. I saw a very beautiful pshat for Rav Shach. Rav Shach says that Zrizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs is a definition of how to do a mitzvah. Zrizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs is a definition that one should do, the one is the zman for doing the mitzvah. The zman for doing the mitzvah is as early as possible. And in fact, that's how we could explain the shakla v'tarya of our Gemara. The Gemara is teaching us when should one daven mincha. And the Gemara is saying, just like Avraham Avinu daven mincha immediately b'chatzos, immediately at the zman mincha, because as soon as the time for a mitzvah comes, Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs tells us to do the mitzvah immediately, so too should we daven mincha, just like by the milah, when the milah should be done by Yom HaShmini, Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs teaches us we should do it first thing in the morning, so too does Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs teach us that we should daven mincha immediately. And then the Gemara explains why we don't daven mincha till a half an hour after Chatzos. And in fact, I saw a Tori Evan. The Mishnah says in Masecht Megillah, Daf Chof Amabez, Kol Ayoyim Koshel Kriyas Megillah. And Rashi explains that even though we have a rule, Zriza Magdim La Mitzvahs, Tiksiv, Vayashkim Avram Abayker, Afila Hocha Koshel Kol Ayoyim. Ask the Tori Evan, because what is the Mishnah and Rashi teaching us? Of course, it's appropriate to do the mitzvah first thing in the morning. But what I think, just because somebody didn't lay in the Megillah first thing in the morning, he shouldn't read the Megillah. But according to the way we're understanding now, from Rav Shach Zatzal, what Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs means, and we're understanding that Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs is not just a behavior, but Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs teaches us the Zman. And that Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs teaches us that you're supposed to do the mitzvah first thing in the morning. So we would think, once we've established that Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs, the halach ought to be that first thing in the morning you should read the Megillah. And if you didn't read it first thing in the morning, maybe you can no longer read it. That's why the Mishnah teaches us, no, as Rashi said, Kol Hayom Kasher, you still fulfill the mitzvah if you read it any time during the day. And I actually saw, I could not find this inside, but I saw a gewaldige gevart that people subscribe to Ramosha, Feinstein Zatzal. Our Mishnah, our Perek, begins, Amalehem Emunah, that they brought the carbon tumah shel shachar first thing in the morning. And in fact, as the Gemara explains, they have to be certain that it was already the morning, that it was already the alois shachar, and that's why they had the whole system of determining that it was indeed already alois shachar. So Rav Moshe asks that we know that lahalacha, whenever something is supposed to be done by day, the proper time is to do it after the nates. By nates, we certainly know when the nates is. So why did they bring the carbon tamid shel shachar by the alois, which is a b'di'evid? We know that if somebody's supposed to daven shachar, so he should wait till the nates. When here, and then you wouldn't have any problem. So some explain that the reason one that really day begins at alois shachar. Just the reason we always wait till the nates is because we shouldn't chas v'shalom, if we're going to do something by alois shachar, maybe still do it by night. And the base of Mikdash, because they had the system described at the beginning of our perek, that concern didn't exist. That's one pshat that I saw. But another pshat that I saw in the name of Rav Moshe is, of course, typically when you do something, the zman is by the nates. But here, because they had such a chavivus, they wanted to do the mitzvah with zrizus. Every morning, the kohanim got up and they wanted to do the mitzvah karmat tamid shel shachar. And we know throughout Shas, the Gemara says numerous places, kohanim's reason hain. The kohanim was reason. So the zrizus made that this man should not be neitzachama. The zrizus defined that this man should already be but alois shachar when they bring the karmat tamid shel shachar.